guy who I had done a TV show that day. Like, I had been a guest on a show.
Okay.
And then I saw him at the Comedy Store later, and I started talking to him about something that happened during the show. And he goes, I don't talk about work when I'm not in work. And I put my shoulder to him for about 6 months. Like, every time I saw him, I was like,
bap, bap, bap.
Okay. Tell me the truth. Do people make fun of my podcast lighting behind my back?
Yes. The only reason I know that is because they go, you and Whitney, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, guys, I don't have time to go to a med spa and get my face done. So
okay,
I put some
so
fucking
tell
lighting.
Me how, is it bad? Because here's the thing.
We look great. I don't fucking care. Sorry, it's my podcast. I want my face to look how I want my face
if
to look.
If I didn't have amazing lighting in here, you guys would say that I'm an unfuckable, haggard and
I love that you think the light has something to do with your personality. it's blowing out your personality.
Wait a second, that doesn't erase all my that doesn't make me less shrill. I thought it had an audio effect.
No, I like to be just very well lit.
But it's also not just for me, it's for the guest. I didn't want the guests to
no,
have to like
they
wear
don't understand.
Professional makeup.
They don't understand what it's like when you have a guest come on.
I'm a martyr, okay? I'm an American hero. I did this for the guests, not for me.
But do you know how many guests I've had come on? All women, no offense. Come onto my solo podcast and go, I can't post this clip. The lighting is bad.
Because I look like Steve Buscemi.
And it was my wrong side.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of sides,
what?
Up, up, up. Up, up, up. Up, 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 bitch. You have a symmetrical face. You switch sides.
I really don't.
You do.
Annie just, if there's a throne in the room, yeah. Annie needs to be sitting in it.
There's not even a horse throne. I'm a horse.
Wait a minute, but that's not as well lit on that side. I'm kidding.
Oh, okay, so Annie is maybe the only person that I will allow to sit in my throne and kick my dog in the head.
And wear her son's glasses.
Okay, do you want to take that shirt off? That was the shirt I was going to wear. So
I can't, guys. By the way, this is the shirt we picked. This is the one, and so imagine what we saw before this.
Annie?
If we picked that one.
I picked a couple shirts to put on, and she just went, that's not it.
That's not it.
That's not it.
I don't know where. You need someone here with you.
It's, you know what?
You need a live-in.
I kind of miss the jealous female comedians that are trying to sabotage
me. That are like, that's the one.
They would be like, wear that.
I just was like, oh. Why? I'd like the comments to be about us and our relationship and not your ugly outfit.
Well, this is what I was gonna wear.
It's a shirt with dogs
and rhinestones on it.
My agent, every time I talk to him, he's like, I can tell he's like lying to me. His voice goes up. I go, did you switch these dates? He goes, no, what are you talking about?
Why did you just go through puberty when you said that?
It's so funny.
I mean, my style at this point is only designed to repel men. I'm not sure. I mean, yeah. I'm very fertile. We learned that this year.
Like, which is wild.
You just have to repel men at all costs.
Isn't it wild? Because did you ever get pregnant before?
When I was a teenager.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
see,
yeah,
I never
yeah,
even
yeah.
had got teen pregnant.
Oh, really?
No, I never got teen pregnant.
Why not?
I don't know. So I was just like, I guess I'm not fertile. And then I went and got like my eggs and stuff checked. And they're like, you're very fertile.
Huh.
Oh, they say I'm entering my 30s.
Okay, so Annie is putting on my baby's sunglasses.
Don't they look cute? Don't they fit perfect? This is how regular sunglasses look on my wide. It's so hard to get glasses. So I got these glasses and
wait,
I was like, these are going to be so cool.
They just get
what?
Glasses for midgets and make them in the same factory as the ones for babies?
Like these are Brad Williams?
Yeah.
I would call him a little person. I don't know why she would say the M word. That's
no, I was going to say Tony
very
Hinchcliffe,
dark.
But okay. Tony Hinchcliffe.
We can't make fun of the king.
Sunglasses.
We can't make
sorry,
fun of the king.
Tony, I love
wait,
you.
I have to say this on here because no pictures came out. But when I first went to Texas, even before the mothership was open and stuff, Tony had been bragging about, he was like so proud of his like 2021 Corvette.
Belt buckle? Oh.
Corvette. So I rented a 2022 Corvette and showed up with a Corvette that was 1 year better than his. And there's no physical evidence of this happening. And it was my number one troll. And it was so good. The pictures disappeared somehow. Because you know how digital pictures don't develop sometimes?
Yeah, yeah.
Everything got deleted somehow. But it was one of my most epic trolls.
That is so funny.
I got a red one. He had a yellow one. It was like ketchup and mustard.
I love like a real big prank that once you're doing it, you're like, this was such a big swing. I'm just picturing you in the rental Corvette, like going over a speed bump and you're like, still worth it.
No, what a nightmare to be in at the tiniest. By the way, Why people with midlife crisis get short cars?
What is it with men when they get money? No car color is good enough for them.
I know. They always go with like a weird, like a not color. Finish. Yes. It's like a non, it's like a color that would be like the base that you would paint.
It's like a black, gray, matte.
Like
for
if
some
you
reason.
Pulled out a carpet, whatever that floor would look like underneath is like, they're like, that's the color.
Is
I'm
this
have.
Like how they cue street whores that they have cat? Like, what is the purpose of having a car?
I think it's just showing
it's not shiny.
But also, okay, Matt, I've been attracted to. I've never done it.
I know, but it's just like, we know that you took your car to a place, left it there for 3 days, paid what, like $6,000 to look
you
special?
Obviously looked into it. You know exactly
just,
how
I've
much it costs.
About this. It's like a vanity license plate. I'm like, you filled out the paperwork.
But isn't it weird that the people that like to look at the reflections the most take the reflection off their car?
That's true. It's a very good point.
They don't want other people to look at themselves in their car.
I don't know what it is. They obviously want people to know it's your car. So then it's like you're kind of just making yourself a target.
And that's what I would think. Why would you want that?
To rob you.
Why would you want that? Why would you want people to know what your car is? Because when I first got my, this was another troll I was going to do against Tony. But when I first got my Tesla, I was going to get the license plate I roast two, because Tony's old Corvette used to say I roast. So I was going to say I roast with the number two. And then I was like, I don't want people to know my car, but.
Yeah, that's the thing. Women don't do that. We don't want you to know our car.
Yeah, we're like, going to roast when they set us on fire.
But what, and also I'm seeing a lot of purple car. I'm seeing a lot of purple.
Look, I'm so tacky. You know, when I first got my car, I wanted.
You really are.
The things I wanted, I wanted to get like, that really tacky, like the fatigues that are like pink, like the army fatigue, but in pink. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like girl fatigue.
We get it. You're a Republican now. We got it. I mean, that's clear. That's very obvious.
No, I meant it more like from the Cheltenham Mall.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
I meant it more like.
But for the seats?
No, I wanted to get a wrap.
Okay.
And maybe iridescent.
Hannah Stocking has the iridescent car.
But Hannah.
It looks cool, but like at the end of the day, when you're backing up and can't, like you just look even more dumb.
It's too much.
You know what I mean? Like she'll be like backing out of my driveway and like kind of not like doing the Austin Powers. And it's just like the fact that your car is iridescent. Like you have to be such a good, cool driver in order to pull it off. Otherwise, it's like very cringe.
I don't want cops to remember my car when they're like saw me go through a stop sign or whatever. By the way, I just had to do traffic school.
Why? Comedy traffic school?
I was thinking about doing it. It was actually so easy, and you just do it online. I thought it was going to be a whole problem.
No, what was the...
the offense?
Transgression.
I rolled through a stop sign.
Uh-huh. You were rolling.
I was rolling, yes. I was on Molly. Which, by the way, I think I would be a good driver on Molly.
I've never done Molly.
Just be like, oh, really?
Not one time.
I wonder what we're going to do together.
But here's the thing. I will do... My whole thing with new drugs moving forward is that we just have to do it on a live podcast.
So we have to monetize.
I will do Molly with you on a live podcast.
I'm in. We should do it like a moment house.
I could only do it for public consumption at this point, or it doesn't count as a drug relapse.
Do you see the mistake with these?
What is
that? Where the gold trim I thought was going to be cool, but it just makes it matches my face color, so it makes it look
These are sunglasses that she is wearing that used to belong to Stevie Wonder at some point. Like, what are these? What?
I just, these were a birthday present I got myself.
Okay. Okay. Year. Griselda.
Like, yes.
But wait, so let's go back. I've never done Molly. I've never done cocaine, but I feel like that ship has sailed.
Coke is like not for us.
No.
Coke is
we're
for people
already,
that don't have what we have.
People already think I'm on coke all
it's
the time.
It's too much. Coke is.
And I also don't want to start any new businesses.
Do you know what happens? You know what happens with coke?
What?
You die of fentanyl. You're already talking fast. And then it's almost like you've dubbed yourself. It's just like.
But does it feel good or do you feel like.
I think it's just for people who
buzzy.
Drink a lot, basically.
Drink a lot?
And they're drunk and they want to be able to keep drinking. So it sobers them up a little bit.
Does it feel like Adderall?
Yeah, it's kind of like Adderall. It's just, it's really just like, it's just not for us.
Everybody I know that did a lot of cocaine, they now have to get like their nose reconstructed from like skin on their lower back.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what?
They're like, let's take your lower rib. And
they're like, we need to take some skin from your ankle and put it in your nose because it collapsed. I'm like, yuck.
Yeah, coke. And I did coke in college. And I think the things I liked about it were like the cooler older kids were doing it. They made me feel like I was fitting in. So
it makes
like,
you more confident.
Well, It's not that it made me more. I was talking to more people, but it wasn't. I never had a problem talking to people.
Interesting.
So for me, it was like I really love like genuine connection, talking to people, learning mm-hmm. about them, finding what we have in common.
Yeah.
So I would feel like so hungover that way, like morally hungover. Like I would just talk to like just random people about random stuff that didn't matter. You know, it was like a fake false.
But then when you hung out with them without cocaine, were you like, oh, you're done?
I never saw them again. It would be like people like in a warehouse. I'm like, I don't even know. I would wake up with like all these new numbers in my little T9 phone, my little flip phone. Yeah. I would have like, I quit drinking before iPhones.
I knew I couldn't do Adderall anymore when I would have phone numbers after like going out, like having a couple
drinks.
And
you have too many numbers.
They have too many numbers, but they're always like Mark Redhead, Mark Phillies fan.
This is exactly what I was about
Jenny
to say.
Jenny Mole on her cheek.
I have worse, okay? Because it would be all these new names and then next to it would say pool party, which means I fucking put a pool party together. I didn't have a pool, bitch. I didn't have a pool. I was like, I'll find us a pool, don't worry. And I remember I'd always say to people, I'm not just saying this because I'm on coke. I mean this. Like, I do not mean this.
Which is not how you know. Is it true, a true fact, I'm a scientist now, that whatever you say you're not doing and whatever you say you're not is exactly what you are? Okay. I feel like that is the new way for people to tell on themselves. People are like, look, I'm not crazy. Got it. Look, I'm not a liar.
If you're justifying something, it means, okay, so if someone's insulting you about something that's not true,
okay,
you would go, isn't that weird? They're saying something that's not.
Like, my lighting's not that bright.
Yeah.
In my podcast studio.
No, you, yeah. No, your shirt's gorgeous. No, that shirt's gorgeous. No, but it's like, you know, if they're saying something that doesn't resonate is true to you, then you're not going to get triggered or offended by it, right?
Right, right, right.
So if they're triggered by something and to the point where you have to defend yourself, yeah. then it's something that
like
you...
Like if someone calls me crazy, I'm like, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Or if someone's like, are you a liar? And I'm like, yeah, sometimes you just lie. You're like, I'm 5 minutes away. Like, I'm 10 minutes away. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like,
I don't think you're a liar.
You wouldn't be like, I don't lie.
I don't think you're a liar.
We all lie all the time, but kind of by accident. You're like, I'll call you tomorrow.
But you
that's
know, like a
lie.
A liar, you know, when you meet a liar and the betrayal of when you meet a liar and you're like, because you're like.
But is it a lie if you think it's true? Like when I'm like, I'll call you tomorrow. Like in my head, I really want to.
Right. And then there's me that will track you down. Oh, you think you're not going to call me?
But also, it's also, I'm going to call you tomorrow. Like, I know I'm not, but I'm really going to try.
But you'd believe.
I believe I would.
Or you're trying to get off the phone.
Yeah, that there's also that. I'm in the middle of something. That is technically a lie. I do want to get off.
Yeah.
But there's certain things that I'd rather lie a little bit than be like, I would like to hang up now.
Yeah.
Which I totally,
which
the kind
feels
of shit
too
I would do. I used
mean.
To go to the Comedy Store because I decided there was a point where I was going to stop hugging people and not do small talk. And I was like, I'm just going to tell the truth. I'm just going to be authentic. Like the truth will never hurt as long as it's true. And I got so much it, and I'm still recovering from like going in and Eric Griffin, love you, but he'd be like, hey, and I was like, oh, I'm actually not hugging anymore.
That's so funny to quit hugging.
I just was like, oh, you know what, I'm good on hugging, like I'm actually just not
so
hugging.
Quit hugging is
and
so
I would, and, like,
funny.
I thought it was gonna go over great,
but
I,
you're triggering like they're like mom wound or
well,
something.
Well, because they're also like their wingspan's out and I'm like, ah, I actually quit hugging.
It is actually so disgusting what we do
like,
at a comedy club.
It's, also,
it's so disgusting.
I saw you yesterday. Hugs are for like, I haven't seen you in months.
There's
or my
so
family.
So much hugging. There's so much breathing on microphones
totally.
That we're giving to each other.
And this, I just, and then I tried to quit small talk and I was like, oh, this is going to liberate everybody from having to, no one wants to hear about your flight, dude. When someone's like, how was your flight? It's like, I have to I don't want to know the answer. We just say it because we think we have to say it. It's just like this silly formality.
Who is asking you about your flight?
Well, you know, or like when some, like, yes.
Eric Griffin, grow up. Get some better content, okay?
But
she's
like,
not hugging you and she's not telling you about her flight.
When someone's like, how was your flight? I'm like, do you mind if I don't tell you? Because
yeah.
I just had to live it.
But also it's like the only story I would have is if it was bad
also,
and I don't need to say
you
it.
You don't care.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We don't have to do this. Like, I'm big on we don't have to do this.
Yeah.
Let's like move on. Let's move on to big talk. Like, let's move on to something interesting.
I had the funniest thing happen on a flight. I interrupted you. Sorry.
No, I was
you
just
were like,
say, well, no, I think this was before we became close friends where people would just be like, hey, so like, what are you working on? And I would just say, I don't do small talk.
That's
would you like
so
to talk
funny.
About something? Like, is there anything else? Do you have
what
any
do
other
you think would have happened?
Do you have any
you
other questions?
What
for
do you
me?
Think if you had happened, if you had said that to me? Like our Philly would come out. They're just like ponytails being pulled.
But it was like people that I kind of knew where I thought I was liberating them of like, oh, we don't have to do this.
I had a guy who I had done a TV show that day. Like I had been a guest on a show and he was like the produced my segment or whatever and was like helping me write my jokes or whatever
sure.
for the show.
Okay.
And then I saw him at the Comedy Store later and I started talking to him about something that happened during the show and he goes, I don't talk about work when I'm not in work. And I put my shoulder to him for about 6 months. Like every time I saw him, I was like, I was so mad. I was
also,
like,
we're at the Comedy Store. We're still at work.
I know. I'm like,
this
when
is
does
where
your
my,
work?
This is my workplace.
Yeah, I guess you're not past.
But also, like,
I guess it doesn't count as work over here.
It's
if
just
you're not.
Like talking to you feels like work.
But
so.
Also, I was like, I was with you 2 hours ago, and I have an anecdote that only you will understand because you were the only one in the room.
Also, wait, what was the question again?
How
did it go today, or what was it?
I was just asking. I was like, brought something up about that day.
You could have just been like, yeah, it was a blast. Like, he could have just changed the subject.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It was just so funny. I was like, and we're done.
That is.
I just will like.
But that is also, I mean, I am so done with people who are just dickheads being like, I have Asperger's. I'm autistic.
Everyone's autistic.
I know, right.
Everyone's autistic.
It's like, we used to just call it a dickhead.
Have you seen. People think I'm deadpan. I'm not deadpan. I have. A little Asperger's.
I have a
I'm
little,
on the spectrum.
A little Botox, a lot of Asperger's.
I have no Botox.
You really don't.
I've never gotten it.
People say that I look better now, and because when you're pregnant, you can't get Botox, so I haven't gotten it for like a year, and I think I look better.
I'm sure there's someone that's like, maybe we can get myself and the baby at the same time.
I think you look amazing. Younger than me, and I will not have
No,
it.
I will suck your dick right now. You have never looked better. You're ravishing. It's crazy. Only I feel like I might be the only one that can do this, but I grab your juicy booty a lot. I go up. I can't help myself.
We've completely switched bodies.
You look unbelievable. You've been doing like a 90s thing. Like you just show up. You came to the green room of the Comedy Store once and you were wearing like jeans.
You mean
like
4 days after I gave birth.
No, it's crazy. Never looked hotter. Placenta dragging behind her. Umbilical cord
lactating,
thrown over her shoulder.
Lactating all over the place.
But it's crazy. And you look so happy.
I love you. So
less
do you.
Dog bites.
You, can I tell you, we're getting prettier as we get older.
Like, everyone's going to be like, these stupid cunts. Like, I can't help
it. I'm just telling you, it's not cute to say that when you're like in your early 20s, but it's like triumphant for
well,
us.
Well, I hooked up with my ex-boyfriend from college. We never had sex in college.
Okay.
Because I was coming off of a little bit of a traumatizing event in high school. So we never actually f***ed, but I did. Let's just say I learned to suck a dick on that dick, and he got it. He honestly got like the best. I mean, I've never blown anyone in more. I think it's where I developed my TMJ. But years later, I like went through a breakup. I was like, you know, 32 maybe or something, you know, and I was feeling so good. I was so confident. I really like loved my body. I was like so excited to go back and finally bang him. And he pulls me outside afterwards. Like we hook up, we have this night together. And he's like, oh, let's like look at old pictures. So he like brings me in and I'm like sitting with him in front of his computer. And he's like pulling up these like old pictures of us. And he finds this picture of me from when I'm 21. He goes, God, you were like so hot when you were 21. And I was like, I hate you so. I just was like, this person doesn't get it. I was like, I'm so much hotter now and I'm so much more like myself and in my body. And I was like, so my feelings were so hurt. I was like, f- you. But it's more a reflection of him.
Honestly.
Do I look hotter now?
Pedophiles are just everywhere, huh?
But it did feel, not that he was like a pedophile, but it was like, ew.
Hey, y'all. Please don't tell Child Services, but I am going on tour this fall as a brand new mother. And this little guy is going to be coming with me because I've always wanted to be. Yep. I've always wanted to be that person on the plane that everybody hates. It's called the Big Baby Tour. Go to WhitneyCummings.com for tickets. Yeah, let's ruin everyone's flight. Mwah.
You know, resolving to eat healthier this year was so easy. Actually doing it, not so easy. Better nutrition is a key to health and longevity, and a healthy diet could even help you avoid health risks that run in your family. And trust me, I have more than just mental illnesses that run in my family. Field of Greens is my healthy superfruit and vegetable habit. Here it is. It's the only fruit and vegetable product that literally promises better health. At your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. Do your vitamins or green drinks promise better health? No, they don't. Field of Greens does. Look how I'm obsessed. It's right here. Each superfruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was a doctor-selected item for a specific health benefit. Some of these fruit items support your heart, lungs, and kidneys. Others support metabolism for a healthy energy situation and weight loss. Look, if you are resolved to get healthier in 2024, it starts with Field of Greens. And I got you 15% off your first order and free rush shipping. Visit fieldofgreens.com. Use promo code Whitney. That's promo code Whitney at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com. This stuff is thebomb.com. Oh, hey, y'all. Make love. You know what? Sometimes love isn't fun. Can you believe that? When I think love, I don't usually think fun. I think fighting. I think car disagreeing on playlists for the car ride. I think morning breath. No more. My association has changed. Love is now fun because I visited funlove.com, completely reprogrammed my brain. Funlove.com is a leading retailer of sensual health and wellness products, offering a wide array of premier brands of toys, holding one up right now, lingerie, wearing some right now, and accessories. One's inside me right now. Explore new possibilities, pleasure zones, and find your vibe at funlove.com. They offer the highest quality products, everything from soft and sexy to hot and spicy, so you're sure to find what you're looking for whether it's sexy handcuffs or something to fill all of your holes. Shop from the comfort of your couch and browse through the large selection of luxury brands and tastefully curated collections. Funlove.com is where you will find your vibe and items to rev up your romance and keep the passion alive. Visit funlove.com with your partner and look for ways to explore secret passions and boost your intimacy. Into me, you see. Let them help you discover, indulge, and satisfy your desires. If you live in Arizona or Colorado, check out one of their 18 store locations. But please wait to use the items until you get home. For a limited time, save 30% off your first order. Just use the code Whitney at funlove.com. Go to funlove.com. Use the code Whitney at checkout to save 30% off your first order. Visit funlove.com today.
There's something really sad about this.
What?
Well, that you just have a sign that says jokes to remind you.
That's my suicide note. I do have a piece of paper that just says jokes 50 times on it. Remember to be funny.
I kind of do like the idea of writing that over and over again, though.
That was because I wrote out the font of my special called Jokes, and I was just writing it out and writing it out to see one that I liked, and I think I picked the upper right one.
You were going to do Jokes?
Jokes. Jokes. Look, I want to appeal to like every demographic. Okay, so tell me about this breathwork. Look, she's never been more calm. You've never
been
more
so
luminous.
Happy.
This
I'm doing very good. I'm very happy. I love being with my Whitney. I was talking about how it's like, I can't remember who I was talking to about it, but I'm like, every time I hang out with you, there's like 3 days where I'm like, I love Whitney. Do you have this with her too? I'm like, I love Whitney. Like, are you... You do something to me.
What is this? I don't know what you're talking about.
I manifested you as my friend. I told you this. It's actually kind of embarrassing. I was like watching you. Obviously, I knew of you before you knew of me. You're famous.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to be like friends with her. Like friends.
You're like.
Like real
I'll only
friends.
Be friends with brunettes.
There's no competition.
But when was this? When you were in New York?
No, it was like in LA. But I was like, I don't know if it was before or after the roast moment.
Okay, so we had this moment, which, look, I've always been intimidated by you. The Comedy Store hallway.
So funny. She's like this famous person that's like intimidated. I was like an open micer, like, okay.
But you just like had this confidence in the way you walked, and you have these big ass hoop earrings, and you're just like, you're making everybody laugh, and you're just like, you know what I mean? Because to me, you're just like such a funny person, and you just like have this like energy like coming down the hallway, and you're just like in all just, like cheetah print and shit. You're just like blonde Fran Drescher. Just like, I don't, you also look like you can fight. Like, I don't know.
I do like to look like I can fight. I'm totally a Quaker and would never fight, but I
you're
like to look
like
I can fight.
You're also just
like
the kind of person that, and I think I'm kind of this person too in a way, or at least I've heard. So when I meet someone else like this, it gets a little bit weird. Like, you're the kind of person that if someone's going to talk to you, they better know who they are, because you don't let fly.
Yeah, I don't. I'm a pointer outer.
You don't. You're a pointer outer.
My mom used to get so annoyed.
And if someone has like a narrative about themselves or a belief that's either self-limiting or not, you're going to poke a hole in it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I guess like Brian Simpson was saying to someone, he was like, he's like, I'm scared of Annie because she'll get the truth out of you. I'm like, I'm sorry that I expect you to tell me the truth. I just expect everyone to tell me the truth. I expect to like go through life.
Yes.
And I know that actually that's a thing that's a weird interpretation I'm having on life because a lot of people aren't telling the truth for whatever reason.
To be self-aware and not be delusional.
Right.
And I think it doesn't occur to me that other people are delusional or self-deceitful.
Or maybe they don't want everyone to know every single true thing about them.
Or
and that's totally okay.
They've had no one in their life be honest with them, or they're only surrounding themselves with people like yes
the
men.
The shaking of it is wild.
I'm moving more and more to it try is, to
it's
show
it,
off.
It's it. It's it.
That's not what I was
That's the about. One.
See, you can't get away with anything. You're like, okay, Lee Eisenberg, big writer, was on The Office, writes a lot of movies and stuff. This is like, you're like this. So I used to chew gum a lot. And it was just like annoying.
It's cool
and
to chew gum.
Yeah, I know, but I was just confident. Like, whatever. I was kind of doing it to like not
to
eat
be
or something.
Oh, okay.
Or it was just like, I'm always so insecure.
You were trying to pump that one tip back up?
I'm so insecure.
Like, by chewing this side.
My nightmare is that I have halitosis because when you talk to people with halitosis,
no,
you're like,
know.
They have no idea. Like, how could you not know?
I know.
That
and guys, bad breath's not the same as halitosis. Halitosis is there's a rotting from the inside.
There is a rotting from the inside.
There's bad breath when you're like, oh, you didn't brush your teeth enough today.
Halitosis, when you smell it, you're like, it makes you gag. And it can be from like 5 or 6 feet away.
Mm-hmm.
Like you'll get the effluvium of like a pet store. And you're just like, how can that be in your mouth?
I know.
You know what I mean? It makes me angry.
And they don't know.
And then I'm like, no one loves you. Because no one's, I'm not going to say anything because I'm like unconscious now. But like, anyway, there's got to be some kind of Darwinian thing. I wonder if halitosis is case by case because you know that when you're related to someone in some way, they don't smell as good to you. Like
the pheromones because they don't want you to have incest.
It's like, yeah, way to stop
that's,
incest.
I heard that's why kids hate their parents from their reproductive, like in their reproductive.
To not fuck
So
them.
That they go to the village to bang rather than stay with their family. That's
Love
why they like,
it.
They don't like their parents from when they're like, what, 13
yes,
to 25.
As soon as they get reproductive, they're like, yeah. I want to run away from home.
Yeah. And then when they're the old bags that aren't supposed to reproduce anymore at 26. When they're all old and dried up at 26, they start to like their parents again. But that was kind of right. Like, I feel like I always liked my parents.
Yeah.
Even though we like fought and I felt this just like angst and this I guess angst works, but it's like against each other feeling.
Yeah.
It was around 25. I think I would just like absolutely released that. It was
you also
like,
have to
oh.
test them. It's yeah. you have to see where the walls are. And it's parents, their job is to let their kids test them and test them.
Yeah.
And then it's your job to push back. So it's like this whole thing where people are like, these college kids with their woke values. It's like, well, the whole thing with young people is they're supposed to be dumb.
There are
going to
be so many like hardcore like Nazi Republicans with trans parents. Like they're going to, it's going to be so crazy. The future is going to be like
everything.
Wild.
The pendulum just swings back and forth. Like my nieces, they don't smoke weed. They think it's lame because their parents smoke it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, but okay. So Lee Eisenberg, this is something that was helpful because it's like, you know, when you think you're getting away with something and like everyone just lets you look stupid.
Yeah.
So I was chewing too much gum and I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do those tea tree toothpicks.
Oh, we all tried that. Didn't we all try that?
Did.
Oh, didn't we all? And then they would dump out accidentally because the cases
always,
were spud. And you'd reach into your purse and stab your fingernail.
Impaled.
Every time.
Impaled. Splinters.
Just come out like Edward Scissorhands. Bleeding fingers. Just so painful.
And like the tea tree, which like burns like a nightmare. And so I'm talking to him and I like have it in my mouth. And we're talking for like a couple minutes and then it gets kind of quiet. And he goes, so is this like your new thing?
And it was. You literally were like trying a thing.
I was. And I was just like, it was like the end of the party. And I'm like, everyone's thought that this whole night.
It's so funny. It was at a party. I really was thinking you were like in a writer's room.
Nope. It was like, I like.
Because work, you're bored. So you want to be doing
stuff. You know when you take like a new like tick for a spin. Yeah. Or like a new personality choice. You know what I mean? You're like, I'm going to be this guy now. And he was like, so this is the new thing.
Just called out immediately. Prop, and also, no, Whitney, I've never gone, I have a new personality trait I'm taking out. I do want to be clear that I understand what you're saying, but no.
But you know when you're like, I guess I'm going to try this.
Like middle school, yeah.
Well, it's like, I'm obsessed with like how, like when you try new slang, like everyone says new slang, but it's like the first time you like took
it
for a spin.
Oh, it's so embarrassing when we stop saying cringy and start saying cringe.
Yeah, totally.
I was like, that's cringe. Oh, like, no, I'm done. That was it. Like, and now everyone's like, don't say cringe. Cringe is cringe.
Also, by the way, like clutch is new. Like people just say like, oh, it's clutch choice. And I'm like, you tried that out for the first time and there's no way it went great the first time you tried it out. And you had to make the conscious choice. Like, I'm going to.
Catching people in that moment is my happy place.
Brutal.
It really is like, I'm
you're
like.
You're sadistic.
When someone says something and I can see them tense and look around to see if anyone saw, they find me and I saw.
And here's what I like about it is that like, on one hand, I want to go like, oh, it's sadistic to like take a joy in someone's embarrassing moment. But I think what you do is you actually make it not be.
I'm trying to make it not embarrassing.
You're just going like, no, exactly. No, no, we all do this. Yeah. I saw it. Yes, everybody exactly. saw it. You're fine. Let's just like laugh 100%, about it.
Yes.
But so for me, part of the reason I think I was resistant to you is like, if I'm going to hang out with her, I better be ready to be told the truth about I think I'm getting away. You're like, you're the bitch that says you have food in your teeth. You're the bitch that's yeah. like, you're not pulling this thing off that you think you're pulling off.
I will say this. What I think we've learned in our friendship recently is that you give me literally like the number one best advice. Like, I mean, Whitney gives me advice that like, I should have to pay like $1 million to hear what you're saying. Like, it's like crazy the advice you give me. But I don't understand for about a year that it was good advice. And I'm livid. I'm like, what the f*** are you talking about? Like,
we have falling outs for like months because I've tried.
I don't think there's ever a falling out. I always love you, but I'm like, I'll be like.
I know you're like annoyed or I said something.
I straight up was like, we have a Ghislaine Maxwell here. And
I gave her advice one time and she. I mean, put me on Megan's Law. Like, she almost
like,
put me on a
list.
I
was like, she's maybe a predator or something.
Yeah,
I don't
like
know.
She thought I was, like, running a sex trafficking ring.
And there was a moment where I just, like, woke up and was like, Whitney gave me the most accurate, beautiful, perfect advice. She gave it to me lovingly. You gave it to me, like, let's go, whatever.
It got a little heated.
And, well, because I don't even think, like, at you. I just was like, I was like, couldn't understand. I was so in my own experience. I literally could not like eagle vision it in any way. And you were basically just like this hawk coming and being like, I see all of it. This is what's going on. This is how it's going to play out. I can be with you in this if you want to keep doing this. Or we can nip it in the butt now and not have to deal with it. And I was like, I literally think you're insane. I don't know what you're talking about. And then everything played out exactly how you said. And I was like, damn, I really wish someone had come and given me, she gave me the exact advice and everything you were saying was like, I'm not telling you this is right. I'm not telling you this is how things should be. I'm just telling you like we could do this way or we could do that way. And I love you for that. And I think now, I hope now when you come to me saying something like this, I go, she must be telling me. But I think it's just not trusting people. Like it's just a thing of like being like, oh, I guess. Like in the past, people just not thinking that people are writing for me, like just being like, oh, maybe this, I don't know. I don't know what I thought.
And it's also, I think that I feel very lucky that my dad, who by all accounts should have been in jail for yes. the choices he made while children were in the house, did say a lot of stuff to me that actually was probably like child abuse, but he was right. He would always tell me life isn't fair. Who was like, life is not fair.
Right.
You are not going to get the same opportunities. You are not going to be seen the same way. You are going to have to work twice as hard.
Sometimes
to get
friend's going
to
sabotage you by giving you a banana flavored.
Olipop. You know, they're delicious.
It's like, okay. Do you know what I mean? It's like,
okay.
I prefer whichever the one my sweet Olivia Munn. What know, kind does she have?
You know, bitch, Poppy? In a year you will realize this is the most delicious thing you've ever tasted.
I actually am starting to really enjoy it, but... I do like fake banana taste. I'm a fake banana.
It tastes like
bitch.
Hawaiian tropic sunscreen. It's delicious. I love it. It's like tastes like a banana runt. Doesn't it? It tastes nothing
There's
like a banana.
There's something There's something bad about it.
It's a
there's something like it's almost good, and then there's something really bad. Are you do you sell these?
No.
Okay.
I don't. This is not even
because I'm like, if she sells these, I love it. It's delicious.
Promo code Whitney.
Isn't it funny though? Have you ever had people like try out like your something you are like sponsored by, and they go like. And you're like, it's healthy for you. It's not that it tastes good. That's not what I'm selling. I'm selling something that's healthy for you. But actually, everything I sell, I love.
Do you want to? I mean, I had just random side note. I had a Blue Chew package out because we like put the merch out. Guy I'm seeing just picks it up and takes one.
Todd never took one.
It's the gum. It was like, he was like, I think it was gum. Was it gum? Or maybe it was a thing. Took it. I can now endorse it. I couldn't endorse it before.
You know what we need to come up with? And this is a collab with Blue Chew.
A way to get to your airplane story?
Listen, it's not actually that good. But okay, wait. So Blue Chew, this is a collab. I think instead of gum, we should make toothpicks. Okay?
Okay.
That give you boners. Tea tree toothpicks. Is that a good one or what?
Call Shark Tank. They pass. But wait, I want to get back to this. Okay. So I am getting a point in my life where I think love looks different than what I thought it looked like. Mm. And I truly...
Less crying and screaming. No police being called. I know. Isn't that weird?
Like, wild,
wait,
right?
The cops will never be called. Wow.
It's shocking.
Have you been in those relationships where I like had neighbor's notes like slid under where they're like, we're calling the cops. Like, this has got to stop.
It's like, they won't come. They I'm blocked like, us a while ago. They don't take our calls anymore.
I'm like, yikes.
But I had so much conflict in my home growing up. That I think when I started making friends, and my mom was very histrionic, dramatic, a lot of crying, a lot of stress. Yeah. So by the time I made girl friendships, I was always just kind of trying to make sure everything was copacetic. Like it was just, if you see something, don't say something, you know, just kind of like, that's what a good friendship is supposed to look like. And then I was like, healed the stuff around that. I'm friends with you. And you're kind of the first friend that I've been able to be like, can you just... And listen for a minute,
yes,
and it's like
I
we're not
it.
Fighting. I'm just trying.
I will never fight with you. I love you. You're one of my most healthy friends. Like I leave you like crazy things. I know that your love language is not verbal, but I can't stop.
I love you.
I can't. I literally leave you things where I'm like you give me the best, most healthiest advice. I love you. Like I'm so grateful for you because, first of all, I knew it was going to happen. I just knew it. I don't know. I just knew. I was just connected to you. I don't know. I sound like a stalker.
And
but...
I also like to be the person that goes like, right now, given what was going on with you, there's no way that you cannot be angry or mad. Do it at me.
Right.
If you're going to be mad and yell at someone, do it at me. I can take it and I know what's happening. Don't call
I don't
any...
yell at you.
Don't call...
But
no,
don't make it bigger.
Feelings.
Don't take it places.
You should
yeah.
have feelings right, right now because what is happening isn't fair. And yeah. I think that's what I was trying to say of going like, these are your choices.
Yeah.
None of them are fair.
I was like, oh my God, we got Jeffrey Epstein's bitch right here, don't we? I was so confused. But it's so funny because the roast thing, which is what we were talking about before.
When we did
was also good. No, the roast when we first met.
Okay. You tell the story.
Okay. So
I
don't know if we've talked about this.
We haven't really talked okay. about what happened.
So I was doing, it was Jason Reitman was filming for, he was doing a documentary on the roast battle.
I forgot about that. Was it me and Dane Cook?
It was you and Dane Cook.
Okay. Because okay. there's another element to that that I have not told you about that I want to fill you in on.
Okay.
So that night, also something else happened. I actually remember very clearly that I didn't put on powder. Like, you know, I get,
so you were in your head feeling shiny.
I get a lot of for looking shiny, you know what I mean? Because I put oil all over my face because I'm so afraid of aging because everyone's like,
isn't it so funny to be like, people are mad at me for my shiny face because I put oil on it?
Because I put oil on right. it because I'm trying to not look old. And then when your face is shiny, you look old, like you get crazy right. lasers and plastic surgery. Who cares? Who cares? The point is, then we get up there. It's the roast battle. It's upstairs in the belly room. It's 5,000 degrees. I'm sweating profusely. I just remember it and being insecure about what I look like. And Jason Reitman, who did Up in the Air, who did all that, is shooting it. So I'm already like, oh God, like I already look like a crazy Real Housewife jellyfish and
yeah.
whatever.
And it's a documentary, so there's no hair and makeup.
Of course not. Yeah. But I'm just kind of like, you know, and you anyway. So I'm already feeling a little bit insecure. And a comedian who is a friend of mine, who we used to be very close in New York, we're very good now. We like
talked through it, but kind of like hadn't seen each other for like 6-7 years. He was on the one of the roast battles, and he said, like, when you're up judging, you kind of get hit, but not a ton. The idea is you're just like weighing in and voting at the end. And he said, oh, Caitlyn Jenner's here. Oh, just kidding. That I didn't realize that was Whitney Cummings.
And you're like, you're my friend.
And I was like, there was a couple. I was already feeling insecure.
Yeah.
It was already kind of like,
And you weren't in roast mode. You were judging the roast, so you weren't like.
I'm also the first person to clown on myself, like, and roast myself. Mm-hmm. Like, you were there when I did the roast.
But sometimes it just hurts your feelings. It does.
Ooh, one just kind of hurt my feelings. And, like, it also wasn't the perfect joke. Like, there's a. When Nick Swartzen. One time we were doing the podcast and he was telling a story that was taking forever and I kept trying to like get him to finish it faster and he's like, can you just let me finish the story? And I was like, well, you're taking forever. And he goes, sorry, I'm not an Adderall mannequin. Perfect joke.
Yeah, okay.
And then one time I did this like crazy laser called not Halo, I don't remember, soft wave or something, and it makes your skin like crazy tight for a couple days.
Before I think I saw you after that because I remember going, "What'd you get done?" You're like, "Nothing. I just got a facial." I'm like, "You're snatched." I'm like, "Something." One time you had a pointy. I was like, Whitney. But this was my dream. I was like, I want to be able to have a relationship with this bitch.
That was the same week because you get
because it pulls you up and then everything.
PRP, protein rich plasma, injected, and it makes your cheeks swell up, and you kind of look like a squirrel with nuts in your mouth. Okay, so we were shooting this thing together, and I hadn't seen Swartzen, and I was like wearing my hair down, thinking I was like covering it, and we were on camera, and he walks up, and he hadn't seen me yet, and he walks up, and I like start doing whatever bit we're doing, and he goes, "Why are you wearing a Halloween mask?"
But not said at the right time.
But like Halloween mask is so funny because it's like it's nondescript. It's just like the ones from the 50s that are just white with staples inside. Like it was like the perfect joke. So like nothing is funnier to me than when someone roasts me. But it was
at
like
the right,
it just wasn't perfect, and it was just like a little sad, and it was like a little too rough.
Right, and
like,
he was probably feeling because I know what you're talking about. So he was probably nervous. So he was probably said it.
And he knows me well enough to know that I would laugh at myself, and I love a good roast joke, and I've been on the roast. So it's like no one did anything wrong. But then it was just like it was also on this documentary, and then I was like embarrassed and whatever. So I think I forgot about the fact that there was a documentary. So there was already weird stakes involved.
When we come to the end of this story, though, the advice was not actually that bad. So okay, so it was actually pretty good. But okay, but the way I took it was I did roast battle against
I don't remember
against Mike Lawrence. Okay.
Okay.
Who is like. Like a swamp thing. I mean, it was, but he's one of my old friends. So it was like, it was really like, we had this roast battle. It was really fun. It was like intense. We're going at each other. And you said something along the lines of like,
she kills, by the way. You know,
you're like, you know, like, I think like, I don't know if you said as women, but you were like, you should smile more up there.
Okay.
And I'm in my head. So what I hear is, I'm like, is this bitch catcalling me on the streets of New York? I'm like, smile more, bitch. What about the jokes, bitch? You know, I was like, that's how I'm feeling. But then now looking back on it, I probably looked so pissed the whole roast battle, which isn't fun. Mm. It's not fun to watch people getting mad at each other. It's fun to watch people lightheartedly like smiling. And it's true. Because I was like, because in my head, I wasn't mad. I was thinking about my jokes. So I wasn't listening to his.
Totally.
Do you know what I mean?
I think what I was trying to say
is, and the advice was like good. Like,
yeah, I think it was like, and this took me a long time to learn. And I just try to give the advice or feedback or whatever that I wish someone had given to me sooner, because no one tells women the little shortcuts. Like nobody says like, I'm not telling you to smile more. I'm just saying like you can get away with more.
Yeah.
If you have a little
bit of. Which makes so much sense.
If you have a little bit of warmth.
But by the way, I'm at the point where I'm still in the place where like when I started comedy, I was like, I not even just through comedy, but I was like very like, not that I was like trans or anything, but I was like very, my mom was like not feminine at all.
Yeah.
So I was very like, I never wanted to like play up being a girl. I never wanted to be pretty. Like, especially when I started comedy, like I was like, I never wanted people to call me a female comedian. I didn't want to be treated.
Comedian.
I wanted to be treated. Yeah. Comedian-y.
Yeah.
I wanted to just be treated like a dude. I don't know if it's because I had brothers or whatever. So I still was in this like mindset that I had to dress like, Rachel Feinstein has a joke about it where it's like, why do like female comedians feel like they have to dress up like one of the Beastie Boys? You know, like, but it was like, you know, like I'd be like in hoodies and stuff.
Yeah,
so I think I was still a little bit like, Why are you even addressing me as a girl?
And I think that we try to overcompensate as girls by like neutering ourselves and being like tougher and like, I'm going to do. And people are like, why do female comedians only talk about sex? Because like in the beginning, you're just trying to neuter yourself and you're trying to make like the guys in the back like not see you as sexual.
It's like,
the more sexual you are in a weird way.
And like cartoony.
You neuter yourself. You know what I mean? Like you're kind of trying to be tough, but it doesn't. It comes off like we already come off tough, and I think it's hard for us to see that because we feel so vulnerable and insecure.
Right.
But that's not how we're perceived at all. It took me so long to realize there was such an incongruence between the way I felt and the way that other people perceived me. And the more insecure and nervous I was, the bitchier I was coming off.
Yeah.
Because I was just being like quiet and whatever. So, and aloof. And I was trying to tell you, like, you can also have fun with this and be playful.
Right, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You are at war up there.
Right.
You're genuinely war. Yeah. And someone is like coming at you and saying horrific stuff
about you.
Funny. But like, you can just like,
I gave Dane such a good burn too. I went up, I go, Dane, and this isn't against him. I think Dane, I don't know him very well, but I'm not, but this was just in the moment at a roast. I go, this was like 2000, probably like 2014 or 15,
mm-hmm.
how long ago this was.
Yeah.
I go, Dane, it's so amazing you're here. Like, but if you're here, who's at the improv getting bumped by Crystalia? Cause that was when they were like battling.
So, y'all know how much I love going outside, but I also hate eye contact. It's always been a problem till now. Thank you, Gooder, for making sunglasses that not only make me look cooler than everyone else, but also make it so that I don't have to have any unnecessary intimacy with strangers, because yuck. I love sunglasses, but it makes me homicidal that they all of a sudden cost $300. Like, how dare you? I'm sorry. In what world? Can you imagine? Who do you think you are, sunglasses company, trying to charge me half of an iPhone for sunglasses I'm going to lose in a couple days? Get out of town. Good riddance, or should I say gooder riddance. Gooder makes $25 active sunglasses that don't slip, don't bounce, and are 100% polarized. They're lightweight, comfortable, 100% polarized. I'm going to say it again. Get if I have to. Stylish, lots of cool colors that don't make you look like a tool. Most sunglasses are just, you know, they make you look like a Siberian DJ. Look, if you're active, if you're running, they don't slip. They don't bounce. Look at this. You can headbang in them and nothing happens, okay? They're easy to clean. Why, Gooder? They're stylish sunnies starting at only $25 a pair. 1 year warranty, 30-day free returns, 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Gooder is a 100% carbon neutral company, plus 1% for the planet. If you want to support the show and pick up a pair, Gooder's giving Good For You listeners free shipping on your first order. Shit. No, I'm not changing that. I am who I am. You know what? I'm going to say what I'm going to say. And you know what that makes me? Polarizing. Kind of like these glasses. I'm 100% polarized. Good For You listeners, you're going to get free shipping on your first order. Go to Gooder, GOODR.com/Whitney. Use the code Whitney to get free shipping. Gooder offers a 30-day money-back guarantee and 100% satisfaction. Find your pair at GOODR.com/Whitney. Use the code Whitney to get free shipping. Love you. Y'all, it's 2024. Let's talk about something important. If you get injured by a person, place, or thing, you know what you deserve? To get paid. Life can be crazy sometimes. I always say that. And one person's negligence can result in another's settlement. It doesn't rhyme, but it's trying to. One person's negligence is another's settlement. If you're in an accident, not calling a lawyer means you could be leaving money on the table. When you're seriously hurt, your injury could be worth millions of dollars. If you're ever injured, check out Morgan & Morgan. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. They have over 100 offices nationwide and more than 1,000 lawyers. With over $20 billion recovered for over 500,000 clients, Morgan & Morgan has proven that they have a proven track record of fighting to get you full and fair compensation. Submitting an injury claim with Morgan & Morgan is so easy. Look, dating with a newborn is hard. Submitting an injury claim with Morgan & Morgan is easy. I tell ya, dating with a newborn, that's hard. Submitting an injury claim with Morgan & Morgan, that's easy. If you're ever injured, you can check out Morgan & Morgan. Their fee is free unless they win. For more information, go to forthepeople.com/Whitney or dial #law#529 from your cell phone. That's forthepeople.com/Whitney or dial #law#529 from your cell phone. This is a paid advertisement.
When I made the decision to leave Trash Tuesday, which was like a hard decision, my mom sent me flowers. My parents sent me flowers for being brave because it was like a hard decision to leave.
Well,
because
I also
like
do
that.
Think, like, can I don't even think I identify. I don't, feminism, are we done? Like, this thing where we all have to, like, be girl bosses that we work all day and grind and have 9 shows and 9, like, do, can I not be a CEO? Can I not have an empire?
I have too many businesses. Can I don't have so many businesses.
I like that we went from going like women can't get jobs to they have so many jobs that they're burning out and missing their opportunity to have kids and giving themselves cancer and going bald.
My jaw hurts, you know? And it's not from sucking cock, okay? It's from just like at night, my subconscious is like,
"You're falling behind. You need
I
to do
tape
more."
My mouth shut at night. Do you ever tape your mouth shut?
Oh, shtape. Shtape.
Shtape. I shtape
my
tongue.
Do you know about shtape? Do you
know about shtape? Are you sponsored?
Do you know about shatape?
Are you sponsored?
This is what happens.
I'm so jealous.
When you're a female comedian,
guys, I need this. No, Todd pretending he wasn't excited when I started doing this was the funniest thing. Todd being like,
wait,
but I always rip it off.
So this is what happens.
Because I keep talking.
When you're a female comedian, the sponsorships you get are Blue Chew.
By the way, come to Anywood Tape.
So when you're a female comedian and talk a lot, the sponsors you get are Blue Chew because they assume the men around you can't get erections.
Or that they have to shove their cocks in your mouth to shut you up.
And then,
it's literally blue and chew. It's chewed and blue and we're done with it.
And then Tape. Which is basically fancy duct tape.
It really, the only problem is I'm such a spray tan girly that this really with my.
You will look like.
By the way, it's the first time I said girly and I didn't like it.
You will look like a minstrel doll.
I said, if you put by the way.
Around your mouth. So this is that tape that you put on your mouth so that you breathe out of your nose when you sleep. But you put tape on it just so you don't.
I just put like little. No. It's for sleep.
Oh, okay.
But I end up like not going to sleep. Todd says he wakes up in a full conversation every morning because I'm waiting. I'm like. Like, either I'm going to punch you in the head to wake you up so I can finish. Can I get this thought out of my head? Or I'm just going to start talking.
Shtape. Hot.
I don't want you to ruin my spray tan shtape.
So that's what you can take that with you.
I'm very excited about
the
it.
Shtape.
Because I just use like.
So that you
medical
sleep
tape.
Out of your.
So I don't have my jaw open and I'm not like grinding
my teeth.
So you
don't mouth breathe.
Yeah, because if I mouth breathe, I have more chance of bruxism.
Okay, talk about this on Huberman's pod. Let's get back to
narcissism. Come on in with Hubes.
But okay, I want to know what ayahuasca specifically did for you because I think I would like to do it again, but I'm not sure why.
Okay. It helped me. I think every time I've done it, it's about 30 years of therapy is what it feels like.
Wow.
It's like I get all of these answers and I have like, it sounds crazy. So I was like you too. I never did the diet or anything.
Like, because before you do ayahuasca, you're not supposed to have spicy food, coffee.
Can barely tell you what it is. Yeah. I don't read the emails. I get sent emails.
Okay.
I don't read them. I just show up, you know? Because uh-huh. The first time I did it was very, like, last minute.
Uh-huh.
And then, so I never really, like, followed the rules or anything. I still had these, like, profound experiences. But, like, the first time it was about my anxious attachment to men. Like, why was I always feeling like I was always in these relationships with guys that, like, I was so concerned of whether they liked me.
You
I didn't
were just
even.
Like, can I do a drug that makes me stop dating comedians?
I know it was
Is
crazy.
There a
I mean,
drug?
You have seen me through some spins.
I have,
but it was like I didn't even know if I liked them, and I'd be like, "Did you like me?"
100.
But I hadn't even thought about whether I liked them or not.
I always call it like I'm in love with someone I don't like.
Yeah,
I love you, but I don't like you. How did?
But
this
also,
happen?
I'm just like I'm like you. Just like tell me whether you want to be with me or not, and then I'll. Even have any experience of my own and think about this. It was just always like focused on other people, what they were thinking. And basically what I learned the first time in ayahuasca was that it was like my dad. It's because my dad's older and I was always afraid my dad was going to die. So like throughout my whole life, I've been like just afraid my dad's going to go. So never appreciating the moment and always wanting to like keep him. Like I always had the image of like grabbing water. Like I'm always trying to grab water and you can't do that. It's not solid. So if you guys, this is an Andrew Huberman taught me this. Water isn't solid. Did you know that? And look at the sun. And make sure you look at the sun. I'm always like, I want to do like a sketch where my eyes are just burning. I'm like, Huberman, leave me alone.
I just hear you need to look at your sun. I'm like, haven't seen him in days.
Whitney, look at your son.
Where is he? I think I hired someone to do that. Someone's looking at him, right?
Okay. I just wanted to really go through why you are like radiating an inner light.
I have more ayahuasca stories. Can I tell you the last one?
Please.
So this, because it pertains to what you were saying, because I finally, okay, three ayahuascas ago, I do it like once a year. It sounds crazy, like I do it all the time, but I really, this year I did do it twice already, but in 2024, but
it's
still.
It's February.
But I actually turned down a trip I was going to go to do it because I actually feel like complete.
Why do you take trips? Can you just do it? Like,
I kind of just, I've only done it with one shaman and I just love him. So he just kind of hits me up when he's doing a group.
Okay.
But I'm starting to get to the point where I don't want to do it with the big groups anymore because
you can afford it. You don't have to do Groupon. Because
I can
anymore.
Afford it one. But also it's like, it is like, I had an experience where there was a person on that knew me and it was just, I don't want to like deal with someone that like has listened on my podcast while I'm like,
vulnerable. No.
But and it's not his fault, like whatever. I'm not gonna
have explosive diarrhea in front of one of my fans.
I will certainly have diarrhea. The diarrhea is not the problem. It's just like, I don't know. I just want to feel like I can be, but I was doing it in larger groups and it was, and I met a lot of amazing people that way, but it's like, I kind of feel like that part is complete.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a couple things. Like, first of all, like I didn't really get a lot out of it. Certainly the first night, and I was just like sitting there. You're sitting on a pillow for like 8 hours straight, and then the next night I was like, okay, this I'm not really feeling anything, but I am having a lot of epiphanies and like. But if I were to just sit on a pillow for 8 hours without my phone, like I'm sure I'd have a lot of epiphanies. Right. You know what I mean? Or like just being in a room with like 10 people I don't know and having to just like be alone in public, like that's already going to be weirdly therapeutic.
It was interesting, like the, because I think it was beneficial to do it in a group because I was like finding a lot of myself in everyone's shares, you know, like I was like, oh, okay. And I was like, really like interested in it. And now I'm like, I just feel complete. I feel like I've met enough people in ayahuasca ceremonies because Todd always makes fun of me because he'll be like I would go like a little too hard with certain people. I'd be like, yeah, and then it would be, I'd come back and be like, did you like, tell people when you're higher on ayahuasca you were gonna like talk to them on the phone every day.
If taking ayahuasca, I have like too many people. I have to go on a hike with a new person.
Exactly.
I'm fucking out.
Exactly. But with that said, I've met some and like soul sisters there and stuff too. So, but it's like now I'm feeling like okay, I want to be more protective of my energy and I don't want to have to. I don't want to have to listen to everyone's stories anymore. I'm kind of like
because it's another way to just get out of your own feelings and thoughts, or to go like, oh, I'm just gonna take your insights and like. You know,
I had to consciously, there were two things that happened. Like one time there was a guy sitting next to me and he was sharing like his intentions for the weekend. And he was like, well, I had never met him before. I didn't know his name, knew nothing about him. He goes, the mother of my children just passed away. I had to consciously tell myself to not
laugh?
Process that, to not masturbate. I take that blue chew and I'm hard. But I had to be like, don't process his loss. Like I started to like feel so sad for him and his kids. And I'm like, you don't know this person. You don't know any, like stop. And then also I got a text one time when I wasn't supposed to be looking at my phone. And I thought I was done and I wasn't done. I looked at my phone and it was that when Kate Quigley had overdosed.
Uh-huh.
It happened. It was announced.
Yeah.
But someone sent it to me and like you didn't know if she was going to die or not. And I'm not like friends with her or anything, but I was like, I started processing and I had to go like, Kate, I wish you well. Like I hope you survive, but I cannot like process. Like I can't
take this
journey well. Your experience right now.
So it's turned into a sociopath.
No, but I mean, you're like, God, I can't like deal with this right now.
You know what it is? I think it's more like I had Dr. Paul Conte, like just brilliant psychiatrist on. And I asked him like, what's the one thing if everyone could do that's free that would help their mental health immensely? He said, don't read the news.
Mm.
There's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
There's absolutely nothing you can do. And the sanity of only focusing on the things you can control is how you can like, whereas like, it's more just going like, I can't control this, whether I'm sad or pitying myself, it would just be using this as an opportunity to hurt myself and be cutting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's also a form, I think, of trying to get attention or self-indulgence or like when someone else is going through something bad to make it like your thing.
Right. Well, it's also you don't have to process your own thing. And so many of the times in my ayahuasca journeys, I was having to kill my parents. It was all about my parents' death. But what I realized is like that was like like I'm on deck, right? So okay. that's like it's basically my death too that I'm kind of procrastinating on by only focusing on
ego death or
I think true death. Like okay. I've been like was focusing on my parents' death.
Like that they'll die one day.
Yeah, and I was like oh. like having to process that and kill
like
them
Whitney, if it goes down the way it went down with Whitney, I'm gonna need to get ahead of this.
Look, no, but I think that wasn't trying to get ahead of this thing and mm-hmm. trying to like make it.
Can't, it's the one thing you know is gonna happen, and it's blind. It's still blind.
Right, and yeah,
the dread, and there's like such a dread about it. Like the one thing I will say is that after your parents are dead, there is this freedom. You right. feel like you're flying because yeah. you're like, at least I'm not dreading my parents dying.
Right.
Like, it's such a weird yeah. freedom.
Well, it's like I imagine getting herpes. I always thought that I was like, maybe I just get it so I stop worrying about it.
Yeah, like I just want the shoe to drop.
And Lord, I know it sounds like I have herpes, and I would tell you guys I don't have it.
I think we all kind of have not it. A big deal. I've been told-
I had shingles. I had shingles herpes.
Why did you point to your?
Because I got on my side butt. A band on
okay,
my side.
Okay, don't put like.
I got shingles in my asshole.
But someone who was on recently, oh, it was Brooke who was saying like everyone has chlamydia and herpes, but herpes, I apparently don't have it. But I don't believe.
Don't we sound like liars? I know. We sound like.
It just seems unlikely.
Well, good for you. That's actually why it's named Good for You, is because she doesn't have herpes.
I just said like whatever a doctor tells me that I'm like. All right.
No, but when I was like, when I was sexually active, like when I was drinking and I was like blackout drunk yeah. and like, I was in, that's why I was talking about like thinking about Planned Parenthood. I was like, oh, that was so fun. And I never got it, but I was like,
you never kissed them.
No, I was like, I never got it here. We were never worried about this one.
If you have sex with a lot of people and they never kiss you and there's zero intimacy, maybe that's the life hack.
My mouth kissed parts, but. It was, I was always like, oh my God, I like escaped
yeah.
this again.
You know, there's a dating app for people that have herpes.
No, and that's probably the most
I'm
loving.
I'm so sorry.
A lot of people have herpes.
A
I
lot
really,
of people,
honestly,
most
guys,
people do. I think we might. I think we do. I'm just, you know, I'm trying to just wrap my head around this because, again, there's no way we're going to get out unscathed. What do you think that any of your internal light that you're emanating, you're, I mean, look, doesn't she look like
I'm so happy.
Doesn't she look like a f-ing, like a self-help, like guru, like a gorgeous, like
looking very lioness today.
I'm just happy.
Does any of it have to do with getting engaged?
Oh, that's so funny. Like not even a little bit. I'm like, but why I'm getting engaged?
But isn't there like a little bit of this, like once I got pregnant, everyone's like, oh, don't you feel terrible? And I'm like, any of the physical ailments, any of the like my back hurting or the thyroid thing, all of it is better than the fear of being like, when am I going to have a kid?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah. that was taken away. Yes, some discomfort was added,
right.
But a giant fear was removed. So I was in such relief that none of it felt punishing.
I think, yeah. No, the engagement for me, the only reason the engagement isn't that big of a monumental is because I like totally knew what was happening. But meeting Todd, yeah, Todd like was so, Todd is the only like securely attached guy I have ever dated. I was yeah. never attracted to guys that weren't crazy, which yeah. is fine because like I dated hilarious men.
Yeah.
I dated men who are so brilliant and so smart and a little crazy too. But like, you know, like the rest of us, but like.
But I think that it's important to get all that out of your system. So by the time you meet the good person, you don't take them for granted and you have something to compare them to and actually appreciate them.
Yeah.
So it's like when people are like, girls don't like nice guys. Yes, we do. It's just we.
Wait.
The same way that guys have to get like having sex out of their system right. with a lot of people.
Yeah.
We have to like be in kind of like date the tattoo guy and the motorcycle guy and the da da da, the yeah. professional athlete and the gay guy. And then I'm just to reading my journal.
I'm like, all of those could be Todd except for yeah. athlete and gay. Yeah. We don't know about that.
And
yet.
Then we. We will, and then when you get to the nice, you can actually appreciate them and you're ready to receive that.
It took so long to get there. And I also like don't.
But like if you had met Todd when you were 25, it wouldn't have.
Well, he would have been in high school.
He would have been in preschool.
He would have been a freshman in high school.
But I'm just saying, like,
it wouldn't
not
have
ready
worked.
Ready.
I wouldn't have been interested at all.
Yeah.
And it's like, and Todd is so funny and so cool and all of those things. But it's like,
Todd is one of my favorite humans.
Isn't he the best?
He is just always in a good mood.
He's the best. He's always in a good mood.
I'm like, I would do anything for your inner monologue.
Yes. No, it's really, it's very,
it's a pleasant. He's so down. He's so game. He doesn't make drama for no reason. Like, he lives right.
Yeah, he's the best. And it was, so I had to surrender to that because I still was trying to get out of that. I was trying to get the out of it, but the pandemic hit. Because I was like, I'm like, how do I get this kid out of my house? This fucking kid doing here, like, brought his like PlayStation, and I was like, what the f- is this kid doing in my house? Get out of my house. And then, you know, the pandemic hit, and then I was just like, we'll just ride this out to the pandemic. And
yeah,
and then I just surrendered to it, and it was so like, it is such a relief to just like have found my partner and someone that I can just like.
But what was the surrender process like? Was it like,
it was accepting that I am old. Not old. I don't feel old, but like I was talking to my friend Malo from college, and he was like, or from high school, excuse me. And I like snuck out. I was like, I'll be right back. And I was like, he's like, so who are you dating or whatever? I was like, yeah, word's not going to last. You know, he's like, he's young. I was like, you know, if I want to have kids and have a family, like I have to go with like an older guy. And he just started laughing. He was like, Annie, we're the older guy. We're the older guy. You have a young guy that's like, in, like keep
yeah,
him.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't Todd look like the first pregnant man? Do you remember? He's got to do that for Halloween.
That is such a like side eye pose too. Oh,
it's Todd.
It's my
husband.
Your guts.
It's my husband.
So now you're only doing Anniewood.
I'm only doing Anniewood, and I'm very excited about it. I'm excited to just because I've been like planning to do a special forever, and I haven't been able to focus on it. It's like it's hard to explain to people because it sounds like you're complaining, and it. It seems like we're just doing 1 hour and there's no, it's like
it seems like podcasting is really easy
and you just show up and whatever. And maybe it is. And if you're comparing it to like, I don't know, building a highway or something.
I mean,
or,
after doing my podcast, you have to go to the optical surgeon to get your retinas.
No, I honestly am like,
from the lighting.
Was Huberman upset when he came here? Was he like, this is not what I meant looking into the sun? He's like, are
this
you serious?
This set was designed by Andrew Huberman. It's just, you're looking at the sun and everything. And every glance.
But yeah, I'm really excited. I'm really happy. It was like a hard decision to make. It's hard when you have something that's popular and people really like to but I was like, I can't.
But God, is there something to be said for just being like, I have a, like, can I just trust my gut?
Yeah,
this?
My gut needs me to go.
Can you guys just let me make a decision based on all the information I have?
Yeah.
Like, I might have more information than you about my energy levels and ability to deliver and focus. And, like, there's, like, I mean, this thing where, I mean, I am now, like, identify as just, like, a professional podcast guest. Because we're not only podcasting, we're also guests on other people's shows.
Right.
So it's, like, 2 days a week we'll be on other people's
shows. Oh, I've never gone on anyone's show. I can't go on anyone's. I was so zapped. It's just like, I have nothing else to say. It's like my jaw
Love
hurts.
It. Also, we don't want you guys to get sick of us.
I don't want you. I want to be coming and being interesting and telling you guys things you haven't heard. I don't want you to hear me like telling the same story in a million different places.
Like I said, totally. And you guys will call us out if we do. Like people will be like, you told that on Tiger Belly. And I'm like, well, I have to talk for like 7 hours a week.
I know it's a lot. And we're also performing and I'm traveling like almost every single weekend. And it's like, I'm going to another time zone and I'm coming back and I'm tired. And I'm not complaining because I'm so grateful for this job. Like I love it so much. I'm so happy. But it's like,
yeah, but it's also like in order to be a good performer and deliver for you, I have to make sure that I'm growing as a person.
Look, this is maybe going to make you guys feel like, I don't know, maybe this is embarrassing to say, but I actually am an artist. I like to craft things. I like to make them good. I like to have perfection in my work. I like to draw. I like to do things I like to create things. And if that's cut off, I feel like I'm not.
By drawing,
like,
she means on abs.
Yes, drawing on abs. Well, I don't really need to anymore. Thank you. But just like I haven't like been creating to the ability that makes me happy and it's, you know, and if I stay in something for money or I stay in something because fans like it, it's like, that's not for me.
Yeah. And it's also, it's like,
you like whatever you like, but it's like, you know, if you trust me and you me, like there's more good stuff to come and
you'll get it. And it's, yeah, there's a lot of good stuff and be okay with us growing and evolving.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I've seen so many people who don't know when to call it and they just get less interesting and less funny or are the same person forever. And like, trust me, I'm going to get ahead of this. It's like when we interrupt, it's like, Trust me.
Yeah, it's
better this. I know you think I'm being a bitch interrupting, but trust me, it was about to get boring.
Yes, you know what I mean? I'm like, if I'm starting to fall asleep, you're starting to fall asleep.
Totally. Well, that was always Howard Stern's thing. Is like Howard Stern always, he goes, if I'm bored, it means the audience is about to get bored. So I always interject as soon as I start getting bored.
Yeah.
And I'd rather people think that I'm an asshole interrupting than boring. Yeah. Should we just do it really quick and see if people have questions? And I've never done it before.
That's fun.
Have you ever done Instagram live on a podcast?
Not into the podcast. No, that's fun.
I've never done this before, so if this is boring, I'm so sorry.
It's on you if it's boring. It's not our fault.
Yeah. Exactly.
Don't bore. How about this? Don't be boring.
Okay, what are you working on, Whitney? I'm working on getting people to watch a podcast.
Guys, we're working on a podcast. Do you guys understand podcasts are hard? Nobody gets it.
No, this is my favorite
You guys
thing.
Don't get that that this is actually... It seems so easy, and I get that it seems easy.
No, this is it. I literally have a podcast. I tour.
She has a son. What is she working on? Breastfeeding her son.
When you're a stand-up comedian, people have no respect for you. Like, you have two podcasts, so what are you working on? You're like, do you think that this is my job? Okay. Is Annie joining the podcast? Wait, what's the female comic gossip? That's a good one.
What is it?
I have some.
You do?
Do I? I just thought of a couple things.
Really?
Yeah, but this is Instagram Live. We certainly couldn't.
Yeah, we can't. Yeah. Yeah, but do people know?
No.
Are you sure?
I don't know, but I'm not. That's not gonna. I'm not doing that.
Let's just say there's a little
Cushing's disease.
I literally was about to say that.
We're not laughing at her having Cushing's disease. We're
No.
Female comedians' diseases. Annie had crabs in Santa Fe a while back.
Yeah, hear the full story on Good
and,
For You.
If you guys find out who my baby daddy is, let me know.
That's real. That's actually real, guys.
Okay, hit me with your favorite cheese. What? Sharp cheddar. Get the f*** out of here.
I don't give a f*** about cheese.
Which town has the worst crowds?
Not worst, but when I was in Greensboro, North Carolina, it was hard.
Really? I'm going to go.
But it wasn't bad. It was fun, but it was, I had to be like.
Hey, Belgium, f*** you.
Uh-oh. So don't do this again. Don't put her in this position.
Yeah, you know what? Oxnard, number one fans. Belgium, I guess they don't laugh. They clap instead.
Oh, I don't like that.
And so they would just clap and it was like kind of jarring and I felt like they were mocking me.
Yeah. Well, when we were doing the outdoor shows and people are honking, that was a nightmare.
Oh, that was a goddamn nightmare. Like, you realize women being honked at is like very jarring.
I was like, Jesus Christ.
Okay, Annie's hair is always so on point. Agree. Best city for comedy outside LA. Holy shit. Also, Salt Lake City has been.
Why is it so
it's
good?
So fun. The altitude, maybe.
Oh, it's so good.
Salt Lake City, I love. Chicago is one of my favorite places to do stand-up. Anywhere in Texas,
everywhere's
Florida,
good.
Miami. Everyone's needs to go to rehab.
I love it.
Yeah, but it gets a little bit wild.
Miami.
Okay, let's see. Favorite actor or actress? What are we? Five.
Whitney Cummings.
Shut up.
Getting raped in that show. Whitney getting raped in that show is my happy place.
Why? I feel like more people should have.
Guys, the accused, like, are you guys, you're missing out seeing your queen getting just railed. For you, the saddest part was you playing a young open micer. 40-year-old bitch.
Curly hair.
She's like wearing a mini skirt to the open mics, asking for it, by the way. Asking for Zeke to rape her. By the way, I meet the actor that rapes Whitney in the show. And she has him over and she's like, oh, this guy raped me on TV. And he's like the nicest married man. Like, just like, hello, nice to meet you.
I know, like he raped me on a show.
You were getting like, I think you were almost getting mad at me because I kept making Zeke jokes. I was like.
But he's like, can you say that like I played a character who raped you because you're just saying I raped you? It's like he's literally
that's
like,
how good of an actor you are.
He's like an activist. Like his so wife good. Is like a gynecologist. Like he's like an amazing person. Favorite actor or actress? That's actually like an interesting question. I don't know why. I love the guy. What's his name that always plays a villain with a scar on his face? I think he's so Michael Shannon. I love Michael Shannon.
I like Molly Shannon.
I love Molly Shannon. Dude, Molly Shannon in White Lotus season one, when she's playing the character that
couldn't remember anything about the wedding. Yeah. So smart. Like, I just can't remember. Do you remember? I can't remember a thing. It was so specific and so funny. I'm obsessed with her. Okay, let's see. Are you still friends with Howard Stern after you got wasted at Jerry Seinfeld's place and stole a bowl from there? Okay, you know, I feel like you guys won't let this go.
Wait, you stole a bowl from Jerry Seinfeld?
Let's not rehash this. No, I was at Jerry Seinfeld's house for a 4th of July thing. And Jessica...
Oh, you're not allowed to do that anymore.
And Jessica... Why? Is it celebrate. Canceled?
Yeah.
Celebrate America's birthday?
Yeah.
Why?
Because of the indigenous people.
No, that's Thanksgiving.
Oh, you're right. We're allowed to celebrate the birth of
America. I'm a patriot, you libtard. Okay.
We love Texas. Okay. We love Texas. We do love Texas.
So we go and like Jessica Seinfeld's like very funny and like gregarious. And I was just, I don't know, I'm trash. And I was just like making fun of how rich they were. And like in a way that I just was like, how much does this cost? Like, I don't know. I was just being an asshole.
And then you took it?
And I just stole a bowl. I thought it was funny.
Where is it?
I just want to see if they would notice.
Where's the bowl?
I don't remember. I think it's at Howard Stern's house.
Oh, you planted it.
Well, I was like, wouldn't it be funny to just like steal...
No, I know what you mean.
Something for a rich person.
I know what
you
mean.
They will never care. And I was just like, well, what if I just like take this bowl? Like, I don't remember. I was very drunk.
Okay. This is a thing that I used to do when I was drunk too. The what the hell is the name of the...
It was very funny at the time.
What is the bar called that's in Los Feliz that's like the...
Betty Ford.
Anyway, there's this like bar. I can't remember what it is. I was wasted moving my ex-boyfriend to LA with his current girlfriend, which was very nice of me, from Santa Fe. So I was like visiting my friends. We were getting wasted. I stole... They had a house right next to this bar that they went to every night. I stole the like... The sign that said like two beers
yes.
for one, stole it, brought it home, and like woke up and everyone was mad at me. And I was like, do you guys not see that this
you
is so funny?
You don't get it. You don't get
it's
it.
So
and that's
funny.
Why they're nobody and you're you.
Oh,
okay?
And they are big losers.
It's
no,
called
they're not.
Being a star. Okay. I have a friend who
dragging it back though the next day was embarrassing.
I have a friend who every year steals ornaments off of every Christmas tree at every party she goes to and then gives that ornament to the person the next year.
That's
as a gift.
Hilarious.
It's so funny. And so, I don't know. I just, it didn't go well. Anyway, is cocaine better than chocolate? I've never had cocaine. Annie, cocaine better than chocolate?
Cocaine sucks.
Who do you think is hot? The child from White Lotus.
I used to think Leo Woodhull was hot, but now
Leo
I think he's
Woodhull,
ugly.
Why,
he's ugly.
He got too old?
He's ugly.
For you? He's 28
he's
now.
Ugly.
Who do I think is hot? I'm not into the Timothy Chalamet.
No, what
I'm
is
like,
that?
I feel like men now just look like women. Is it the microplastics?
I don't know what's happening.
Who do I think is hot? Ooh, Tom Hardy, I think is hot.
Still?
Yeah.
Have you seen him recently?
Why? What happened?
He's fighting a lot.
Fighting?
The face has become fought. Fought.
Like,
fighted.
Like,
he's getting, been on a mat.
Getting Botox?
His face has been on a mat.
You know who's getting hotter? Mark Wahlberg.
Is it because you're Christian now?
I just find out I'm Jewish, so.
Did you?
Well,
congratulations.
My
chosen
mom's dad.
Oh, fun. Yeah. I'm a quarter Jew, too.
How dare you. Okay, can we get Tom and Whitney together? Favorite low-key vacation spot?
I love Santa Fe.
Okay, we get it. You do
I'm
ayahuasca.
Sorry.
We get it.
I love Santa
You're
Fe.
Microdosing. We get it.
I've never done. Coach. I've never done ayahuasca in Santa Fe. Ketamine.
What do you love about Santa Fe?
I just love everything about it.
I cannot wait till you have like feather earrings and just like turquoise.
Have them.
You're
I
just,
already
like,
have been
like
that
John
person.
Mayer.
This has already happened.
It is already happening.
That already happened. It's already happened.
Your hair is dangerously long. Like something very, like it's going to get caught in a drain. And like
just
this
rip
is
right out. Clip and all.
Okay. Let's see. Favorite comedian?
Dave Attell.
Of course, Dave Attell. Obviously. Number one, always. The other night he was at the Comedy Store.
He's so
funny.
He
said, I'm at the age where I'm midway between Proud Boy and Oath Keeper. Annie, when's the wedding?
I don't know.
I can't with this. You're having a wedding.
Should we just do it here?
Yeah. We can totally do it here.
You have to do it.
I have to officiate it or pay for it?
No, you don't have to pay for it. Oh, my God.
Let me guess.
Unless you want to. Honestly, I'm so focused on doing... I want to get my comedy special out. And comedy special and wedding feel like the same amount of bigness
Can
to
I
me.
Tell you, it's 100% comedians never want to have weddings because it's just...
a non-monetized special.
It's basically like I just have to take a weekend off from my job.
So I, yeah, exactly. So it's like I have to write a speech. Well, that's I get funny so much
attention every night. I'm like, yeah. I kind of already have a wedding. Everybody comes in to
claps. Yeah, but what you should do is you should do it more as like the pressure should be on the guests to like give funny speeches.
Yeah.
And you guys can just be celebrated. Like you don't have to perform at your
own
wedding. Well,
Todd wants a wedding. He's like really wants to have groomsmen. I'm like, so we have to have a wedding because you want to be in a tux with a dude at a wedding? Like maybe you're gay.
I really want to see the
Maybe you want to kiss your friend.
I feel like I cannot wait to see the wedding dress you pick.
I a little bit yesterday was like, oh, maybe I could get into like, I just never been like a wedding
so
person.
Philly. It is going to be so like mesh bikini top.
Something. It'll be something.
I feel like you're going to have like a tiny hat.
Even if it's not in Vegas, it'll be Vegas, you know?
Oh, hot.
Yeah.
Like full trash.
Vegas-y.
Okay. Let's see. Favorite song when you're alone or drunk. Dude, I am the youngest person alive. Therefore, my favorite jam at the moment is the Willow Smith song, Meet Me at Our Spot.
I don't know it.
I feel like this was big like 3 years ago.
I very much enjoyed the Script Break Even, one of my favorite songs.
Sing it?
I don't like that.
Wait. I mean the song The Script Break Even?
Break Even.
Wait,
I sing it. Todd and I always sing it on the
I remember this song. Hold on. I remember this song. This song is so dumb.
It's so good.
Dude, wait, a song.
Still alive, but I'm barely breathing.
You know what I'm into? So I love a band that's funny, but I think they don't know they're like a joke band. Imagine Dragons. I'm sorry if this is a hot take, but that song, Thunder.
Yeah.
Thunder.
I was like, by the way, met him here, bitch. You're friends with him.
Oh.
You're friends with Imagine Dragons.
Oh.
He's dating at Minka Kelly, bitch. We're friends with him. We're friends with him.
This is why I cannot go live on Instagram. It's been a pleasure. This is never happening again. I'm just like, I love Imagine Dragons. I love that said Thunder. Thunder. I mean, look, wait, I am moving on.
By the way, I think I might bomb with your friends at your parties because I do a thing when it's someone I'm a fan of, I go overboard thinking that they'll think it's cute. And sometimes I think it's too much. But I went up to Minka Kelly and I literally was like, I'm weak in the knees. I'm fainting. And she was like,
I think that when you sign up to be, it's so hard to get famous that you don't get to get famous and then be like, I don't want attention.
She wasn't being not that way, but I was like, I mean, I really didn't know how to explain to her the
Minka Kelly
level.
Is the nicest person
she's
alive.
She's so gorgeous. Yeah. She's such a queen.
It's shocking.
To see her in person was, I couldn't believe my life.
Yeah, she does look like if AI made Minka Kelly.
But not to be weird, because I felt the same way about John Lovitz that same night. I was weak in the knees. He liked it, though.
Yeah, that's because he roofied you.
When we were watching the OnlyFans thing, and I was like, I need you to think I'm funny. I was like, I need you to watch my set, and I need you
John
to like
Lovitz?
Me. Yes.
What does John Lovitz know about comedy? okay, yo from Michigan. You look great with glasses. Thanks so much. I'm blind. Annie, what's your go-to Wawa order?
Oh, well, now it's
Plan
different.
Plan B and an Uber ring.
Yes, I'm always together. I actually throw them through the hoop. I like the meatball sub shorty.
Okay.
I used to f*** up.
They have good soups at Wawa, by the way.
They do. But back in the day, yeah, we used to go, I would get my little shorty sub. I would get an Italian. I like the oil in the Italian.
What's your favorite game to play with friends? Naked Twister. What?
Game to play.
What game? Like...
Wait, let me think. What would it... I would like actually very much like to go to an escape room with you. Do you want to double date an escape room?
I've dated Hollywood producers. Okay. I auditioned for Harvey Weinstein. Okay. I've survived a couple escape rooms.
You should be richer. That's so embarrassing.
No, by the way, I told you Harvey Weinstein came to the Comedy Store.
I didn't know this.
Oh, yeah. He came to the Comedy Store to see me once. And the person that was working there, the manager at the time, called me and was like, Harvey Weinstein's here. You need to come back and talk to him. And he had already seen me in really good lighting because I was on stage and I didn't want to come back because I didn't want him to see me in Comedy Store lighting because then I'm worried he wouldn't want to rape me.
You're like, what if he doesn't rape me out?
But wait, favorite game. I've never done an escape room, not one time.
We'll go. It'll be fun.
Really?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound fun.
They're weirdly like you get, like I pushed my mom in one. Like I was like, get out of the way, mom.
But it's like, do you have to do math?
You don't like math? I like math. I'll do the math.
Okay, but is that what you're doing? You're like looking through books to find codes?
You're finding things.
Can you get Ali Wong on the podcast? Nope.
Did you play... No, it's called Beef. She wasn't in Nope. Did you ever play Myst back in the day?
No.
The computer game?
What's your favorite essential oil? Are these your fans?
Guys, I don't do... I mean, whatever you give
favorite essential oil. By the way, lavender... Hashtag Dr. Huberman says, I think it's not good for you. So it's not lavender. It's pine oil.
Is good for you?
Pine oil. I like to, sometimes I'll smell pine oil when I need a pick me up. Spruces you up.
Oh my gosh. We got to get our own coke, guys. This is getting pathetic.
Smoke weed with Miranda Cosgrove. That is the best idea I have heard all year. Last time Miranda Cosgrove was on this podcast, I accidentally made the biggest TikTok sound ever by asking her favorite curse word. The most viral.
And she was so cute about it.
And then this child star, the sweetest person you've ever met, people are just like, probably f-. They just yell f- at her on the street constantly.
Making her get fake it's flung on her at that thing.
Annie, Red Bar's watching.
Oh, you promise?
Hi, Red Bar. We love you. We love men that hate us. We can't help it. Okay, where did you get your big break, Whitney? Google me.
Already told you, Harvey Weinstein. What's wrong with you?
I still haven't gotten it. You mean my psychotic break in January? Google me. What's your best blue balls story? What the f-? I finished what I started. Mama didn't raise no punk bitch. All right. I feel like we had a good run.
The best blue balls stories was the airplane story from the beginning of the show.
Okay.
That you'll never know. Not the people, the place.
Can I tell you something? All you bitches, listen up right now. Every woman should know how to cook. Every person should know how to cook. This isn't a...
What is this? Go on Chris Willicks's show or whatever that guy is. I saw your clip where you're like, women, don't treat your man like your girlfriend. Don't tell him your stories from the day. I'm like, imagine I'm not coming home talking. I told Todd was like, I like your gossip. She was like, make sure you only just suck their dick and cook them steaks. I was like, oh my God, here's Ghislaine Maxwell's back. Here we go.
I'm full trad wife at this point. Women belong in the kitchen, okay? Suck a dick, make a sandwich.
I'm like, by the way, her kitchen like didn't even have a fridge for like 3 years. She's so full of there was like no stove for years.
Okay, so there's this new thing where like feminist girls like, I'm an independent woman, I'm a feminist, and like I don't cook, I don't clean. I'm like, bitch, what do you do? Like, what do you bring to the table? You're just a filthy, starving. Like, I think it's okay to be able to cook for
some
yourself.
Some of us
and
are
provide.
Meant to be served. Okay? Some
brunettes
of us
have to be able to provide. Okay.
You've got to stop. You were blue and you needed to provide a lot more when your hair was blue.
Okay, look. Anyway, Ellen DeGeneres, go off.
Do you know her?
Do I? No, I just, I, we should never do Instagram lives. Pat is sabotaging me.
When you go to the wide. Go
to the wide?
Yeah, that's the live.
This one?
Oh my God, Pat, we're 25 minutes into it.
Gold juice. I don't know what gold juice is.
I know
still
they're
don't.
So.
I think that the gold juice is a metaphor. So when Taryn Manning came on and talked about being offered the gold juice, which is kind of like a metaphor for being in like the Illuminati,
yeah.
I still think it's Scientology, or like that would be, if there was such a thing as gold juice, I think it would be Scientology.
I think it's like, look, shut your mouth. There's things going on. You have to be more, if we're going to get
contract.
You to this, like, higher level of things, you better not be sloppy with
so
our business.
So it's not so literal. It's like if you
that.
Sort of play by our rules and...
Look, guys, I'm thirsty. If you have gold juice for me, I'm ready and willing. I need to stop talking. Do you understand how much my mouth has gotten me in trouble?
Get some of this tape.
This is gold juice, guys. Annie. It's banana soda.
It literally is. Annie is clowning on my robot soda. Okay, reboot Whitney... I'd love to.
Boot Whitney or reboot?
Reboot Whitney.
Oh my God. Your life would be a good one right now. What's happening in your life currently would be a great sitcom.
It would?
You don't think so?
Thanks. It's Harvey Weinstein's P.
Mommy Whitney.
Bring back Bear Claw. Okay. She's.
Bear Claw is in the closet with the ugliest clothes I've ever seen in my life. There's a closet. Whitney has two closets where there's like regular sort of ugly clothes. And then there's a closet where you're like, What? And I'm the sad part is I think the closet with the worst clothes are like the most expensive ones. Some of those were like.
I have a closet full of. I have tried out many personalities. None of them have gone well. So
sometimes tries them out at the same time.
There is a closet full of like, I'm an adult now. I'm a CEO person. I'm just one of you.
I'm just like the rest.
I'm this guy. Like, and none of them worked. And I just, that's like a cemetery of all the identities I tried to have that didn't work. And then I also have my sex robot in there.
Now,
raising my child.
I am looking at a picture
of.
Did Jamar make that?
Jamar did make that.
Okay, Jamar Neighbors made a piece of artwork that I'm looking at right now that is so psychotic.
Someone asked, honest thoughts for Drugstore June. Now, I have not seen Esther's movie, Drugstore June.
I haven't seen it either.
I haven't seen it. I was asked to be in it, and I had to pass. I'll be in the sequel. How about that? What?
Drugstore July?
Drugstore. Most recent concert, Beartooth. I just went and saw Beartooth at the Wiltern.
You should have brought Bear Claw to Beartooth.
Loved it, I know. What's your most recent concert?
The last concert I went to, I'm not a concert, I like to talk. The last concert I went to was watching Little People fight.
Oh, yeah, we went.
And that was the part that was annoying. I brought Annie to
a show called Lucha Vavoom, and it's luchador wrestlers. And I was like, you know, and it's like, there's like burlesque, and, you know, sometimes there's like little people there, and it's like really fun. And we're through like the second or third fight of luchadors. And
I was livid.
She's like, if there are not midgets in this show.
I never said
midgets. I am going to lose my shit. She was legitimately like pissed.
And then two of like the most beautiful little people women came out and wrestled each other. And I was fully satisfied and happy.
It was incredible.
And I was so happy.
Okay. I feel like we had a good run on this. Is Todd releasing a greatest hits album?
He should. Todd has a hit song called She Allows that he sings when I let him have pizza. That is actually, will get stuck in your head. She allows me to eat pizza today. She allows. It's very good.
She is loud. She is loud.
I am.
Okay.
So
we're going to start doing Instagram lives on the show and taking y'all's questions. Live.
Yes, I am a permanent member of the show. My name is.
What?
Ben.
I love you guys. Thank you for tuning in to the live. I don't know what camera I'm supposed to be looking at. Sorry, this is our first time doing it. I'm sorry if this was a big show. Love you, Annie Letterman. Thank you for.
Thanks for having me. I love you so much.
Doing this. Is this going to go on, though? You can hit stop on the. No, I know how to stop it.
Oh.
Pat.
Stop.
I know how to stop it. Someone said two of my favorite female comedians.
How do you feel when they say female comedian? I'll take a compliment.
I don't give a fuck.
I'll take a compliment.
I mean, what do you mean?
Like instead of just comic?
I believe in gender. This is a very hot
take. Your shirt says something different.
I'm just saying, like, I get if someone doesn't want to watch.
Guys, I mean, what?
This is an amazing.
A man she knows.
Why does he think I have ebony black pubes? Or does he think that's my vagina hole?
Also, he made you honestly look like me. But what does the button do?
It like is me yelling about something. I'm just saying, like, if you don't want to see a female comedian or have to specify, I'm going to see this female comedian tonight. Like, that's fine. Like, I do feel like there's certain genders and jobs that I don't want and do want. Like. Do you ever get a manicure and you get like the man?
I prefer it.
You do?
I don't want him doing my pedicure because we know what's going on there. We know it's a little foot fetish going on there.
I'm just saying, like, when I.
But, like the man, he's just getting it done. He does it hard.
No, I hate that. I always get like the husband who's supposed to just like take the credit cards.
I like the girls doing my massage.
Okay. I'm just saying, if someone's like, I don't want to see a female comedian, no matter, I get like, fine, good.
Well, all of those.
Do you rush in the room when I'm on stage?
Listen, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Whitney, if you don't want to see Whitney perform, come see me. Fuck this bitch.
I like that you don't like the term female comedian because it throws you in with the other ones. You're like, I'm not with them.
No, oh, pick me. I'm all like, I'm not like the other girls. No, I'm just like wondering. I was just wondering if you cared, but I am excited about my new glasses.
Okay, these are my baby got a new pair of glasses. And
how cute is this?
They're so cute. Tiny things is like
You have to get for baby showers. Watch next. When does this come out? And.
It's out. We're streaming.
Oh, we're streaming. Guys, watch the next Trash Tuesday to see the cutest present I ever got for Esther's baby. It's so cute.
Oh, cute.
It's I'm proud of
is
this
it a bomb?
Yes. A baby bong.
I said a mom. Is it a mom? Did you get her baby a mom?
I got an incubator that fits Esther too.
Yeah, I was gonna say they're gonna put Esther.
That's what my dad said. My dad's like, she's gonna be the only mom that's gonna
they're
be
gonna put the Esther in the ICU. I love you guys. Thank you for tuning in. This was really fun. I just have to stop this. I don't know how.
Come to Anniewood.
You get Anniewood, and I'm doing Anniewood this weekend.
Yes. Yay.
Okay. Bye. Love you.